Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spark. We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across the UK.
This story, the first of two,
was told by Mariam Hassan
in August 2015,
where the theme was glory.
Hello. This is a little bit hard for me to talk about at the start, so bear with me. In 2011, I had a breakdown. My best friend decided that it would be really fun to take every insecurity that I had and tear them apart until I couldn't leave my house. And at the time, I was a music photographer, and I was very, very good at it. I'd gone from being this very shy person to really outgoing and self-confident, and I was having a brilliant time. And I guess he was going through a lot of stuff, so he decided that he was going to bring me down with him. And so I stopped taking pictures at shows. I couldn't go to shows because I would have panic attacks. And then he would tell me everyone thought I was crazy. And it was really, really, really hard because I believed him because I thought he's my best friend. He's not going to tell me things that aren't true. But as I got further on in the year, I was like, okay, this is not healthy. I'm on my own and I feel terrible about myself. And so I got to August and I confronted him about it and I was like, right, I have to leave this city because everything that I'm doing is tied to him and all my friends are tied to him and I feel like I've lost everything. So I book myself a ticket to Chicago and I book myself a ticket to this thing called Fest. And I decide that like, if I'm going to go to America and if I'm this terrible person that he tells me I am and if I am as crazy as he says, then I can go to America and no one will want to be my friend. So I go to Fest, and Fest is in a town in Florida called Gainesville, and it's basically Disneyland for punks. Like, it's a college town, all the college kids go away to Atlanta for a football game, and the town is taken over by 3,000 punk kids in their 20s because you can't drink when you're under 21 in America. And I went on my own. I've stayed with some people that I kind of knew that I'd met during the year. And I was kind of terrified. I'd never been to a festival in a different country. And like, on the first day, I was a little bit overwhelmed. I got my pass, I got my camera out, and I was like, right, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to go for it. And within about an hour, I was stood by a pool, and it was sunny, and I was talking to this really beautiful American man about band. And I had a beer in my hand, and I was like, this is so good. And then the next day, it was Saturday, and I'd been like running around by myself, taking photos of things. And I was outside the Holiday Inn, and I interrupted a conversation between an American man and an English person, and I interrupted to talk to the English person, and the American man got very angry at me and he just started going, why don't you work in like American Apparel, like why aren't you in TGI Fridays right now? And I was confused because I don't know why either of these things relate to me as an English person. But then he's like, I have to go watch a band, can you drink my drink? And here I wouldn't take a drink from a stranger, but after a day at Fest I was like, oh no, it's fine, I'm sure he's my friend. So I took his drink and I downed it, and his friend came over and was like, no, I have to go too, can you drink my drink? And so I drank three glasses of this pink drink that it was just sweet and it kind of tasted like strawberries. And it turned out, I didn't know this at the time. No one saw me again for 7 hours. And I didn't know this at the time. But basically what was in that drink was every flavour of Four Loko, which is a caffeinated alcoholic beverage they sell in Florida, and every drug my friend, who I made friends with later, had in his room. So I'm very hyperactive and I had a lot of speed. I have very little memory of like my afternoon at Fest on the Saturday. But after having a lot of speed, I remember being on the stage for this band called Against Me, and it was like the biggest venue, and the stage was probably about this high, but there was like 4,000 people in the crowd, and I was still on stage taking photos by myself. And in London, being by myself was the most terrifying thing, because I was like, no one likes me, no one wants to talk to me. In Florida, when I was on Speed Punch, being by myself was amazing. And so I'm like still on the stage, and during the last two like songs, the crowd rush on the stage, so there's like hundreds of people all around me, and I'm in the middle of it, and I'm screaming and jumping on people and trying to take photos, and I'm having the best time. And then it finishes and I run out of the venue, and I don't know if my friend Sarah found me, but I remember I'm lying in this grass looking at the stars, and like my friend's face comes in front of me, and they just think I'm really fucked, but like I am. But like the reason why I was lying in the grass was because I was like on that stage during that set for that band, I had regained all of me, and I felt all of the negative ties in England just be cut away, and I was lying in the grass trying to make that feeling go to every single part of me, because I was like, this is amazing. And it might have been the speed, I'm not entirely sure, but whatever it was, like I felt really, really good about myself. So that's how punk rock and speed made me find myself again. Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Our second story is told by Daniel.
At the same night at the Hackney Picture House.
Hey, I'm really sorry this is the last story of the night. Because, Like, I was worried that I was going to bring the tone down to, like, a depressing level, but I'm really glad that you were before me. So, thank you. Thank you. No, it's, like, this just means my story is less out of place. I'm going to try and make this funny, but, like, it's really not. So, I'm going to try. Okay, so, I'm 31. I just turned 31. And the night before I turned 30, I went on a date with this girl. And it was really good. We had loads in common. She was this Spanish pro-choice activist, and we were getting all like self-righteous and had a really good night and ended up going back to her place. And in the morning, we were hanging out. We were going to go out and do brunch, and I was feeling really good about things. And I got this call from a friend of mine. And I picked up the phone and I was like, hey. So guess what I did last night? And my friend was really quiet on the other end, way more quiet than usual, because she's really usually really outgoing. And she's like, Dan, I don't know who to talk to, but something really strange just happened and I don't know what to do. And so to fill you in, she lives in an apartment in North London, and she'd had a builder who was a friend of a friend come over to do some renovation work, like sort out some damp in one of the bedrooms. And she had been having a shower that morning, and he had come into her room afterwards and tried to sexually assault her. And she didn't know who to talk to. So she called me, and it was a really surreal moment for me, because like I'd never been called about this kind of thing, and I didn't expect, even though I was close with this friend of mine, I never expected her to see me as the first person she should call. So I was just like, okay, just stay where you are. She was in her bedroom. She was still in her towel. She was really stunned. And I said, just stay there. I'm going to come get you. So I took a tube. It took about 40 minutes. And I got to her house. And the whole time, I'm trying to imagine, like, I was like, is he still there? And she's like, yeah, he's still here. He's in the other bedroom. He's like, to him, it doesn't even occur to him that he's done something wrong. As far as he knows, he approached her and he wanted to touch her, and she got rid of him, and he has continued like it's business as normal. So he's in the other room still doing like maintenance work. So I get to the house and I go to her bedroom, and I can hear him in the other room. I have no idea what this guy looks like, but I'm fucking seething, of course. And I think, okay, I want to do something about this guy, but like maybe he's bigger than me, like, because obviously, like, this is the big like lie we always tell ourselves, is these people are these kind of monsters that loom out from the shadows, and they're not. They almost never are. They're almost always people we know. And so I go to her room. She's still just sat on her bed in her towel, and she's and like she's in a real state. And I say, okay, look, I want you to get dressed. I want you to pack a bag. You're going to stay with me for the next week, okay? And she does that. And I walk her out of the house, and we just ignore this guy. I don't even look at him. But we get outside, and she's standing there, and she just looks like this. She just looks like, I've never seen her look like this before. She just looks like this lost little girl. And again, this is why I'm kind of hesitant about telling the story, because I don't want you to think this is some kind of like brave guy rescuing a girl thing. This, like, it's not that. But I just tell her to wait there, and I have to go back in. I have to talk to this guy. And so I open the door to this other bedroom, and he's there, and thank fuck he's smaller than me, because that doesn't happen that often. And he looks at me. He looks at me completely blankly, and I realize he's scared of me, because I don't know this, but I am looking like the most angriest dude this guy's ever seen. And I'm literally, you almost, when you hear about something awful being committed to a friend, being inflicted on a friend of yours, or to yourself, you fantasize about catching that person. And this is exactly what's just happened. And I go up to him, and I don't touch the guy, but I was like, just fucking, you need to listen to me. I need you to know what you've done to this person. I need you to know that you've made this person feel like they're no longer safe in their own house. I need you to know that you've brought up traumas from this person's childhood that will take them months, if not years, to deal with. Like, I need you to know what the amount of damage that you don't even know you've done to another human being through your stupidity and your own greed and your own selfishness. And he doesn't say a fucking word, but I say this and I turn around and I walk out and I grab my friend, and we spend the day just like, we go from restaurant to restaurant just eating as much food as she wants. And so this is my birthday, it's my 30th birthday. And I was like, look, like, you can stay at my house for as long as you want. And also, like, I don't know if this is appropriate, but it's actually my 30th birthday tonight. And like, you can totally come. And like, I swear, like, you know, like my friends, you know, my other friends are cool, like you'll like them and like we'll hang out and like it won't be too loud. Like I've booked out like a bar in East London and like I'm expecting like 40 or 50 people to come and I just know, I was like, oh man, like this isn't going to be the right situation for her considering what she's gone through. But she's like, look, it's fine. Like I'm totally up for that. I need to know that like this isn't the first time this has happened to me, but this is the first time that I've called someone and they've come and they've been there for me, because every other time I've called a friend, they've always, and you've heard about this, but like they've always fucking victim blamed her and they say, well, what were you doing? What were you wearing? What were you saying to this person? But you're the first person that just believed me. You're the first person that just came and helped me. And like, so like, I like this shit that happened was bad, but like, I'm really glad you came and I'm really happy about it. Like despite what's happened today. So anyway, we end up going to this bar for my birthday and we get there like 8 p.m. and I've told everyone like come there early because it really fills out and there's like a line and like you won't get in after 10 p.m. So we get there early, we get like our tables and like I'm all excited and no one shows up. No one shows up. Not a single friend turns up. It's just me and her sitting with these like two tables and not a single friend shows up. So that was my 30th birthday. And there comes a point where like I'm obviously aware of what's taken place that morning, but I'm feeling understandably dejected about what's happening in my life. So I'm feeling really fucking sad and depressed that that's like what I've got to show for myself for 30 years of existence on this planet. And my friend, and this is why I fucking love her, she was just like, all right, fuck that. I'm going to take you out. We're going to have a night out. We're having a really good time. And so we go to this bar. Like, we just ditch that fucking place. And, like, I don't call any of my friends. Like, not even, I've got a twin brother, and even he didn't show up, right? Okay? Yeah, exactly. So, like, we went to this other bar, and we just got wasted and like had a really good time and we just like, and we really bonded and we made this pledge, we made this oath. Like we didn't like cut our hands and like mash them together or anything, but like we made this oath to each other. We're like, we're gonna be there for each other and like, you're the most important person in my life now. And like, and so I was there for her and she was really fucking there for me. And like, FYI, like she got the fuck out of that house. Like, 2 weeks after that happened, like she was like, I'm not going to stay here and deal with this bullshit anymore. But so it wasn't like the most glorious moment, but it was like a really like good moment. And we are like fucking best friends now. So thanks.
On Thursday, the 24th of September,
Spark London is hosting a night of stories
with HIV charity Body and Soul.
Full details at stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.